This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Istanbul, Turkey. We're in the 11th round. This is the final round of the Olympiad. It's in progress. And tonight we'll have the closing ceremonies with the awards will be presented. Now I'm actually in the lobby, and I have the Vice President of Botswana Chess Federation, Shanello Maratona. And we'll ask him some questions about Botswana chess and maybe how Botswana is doing currently. So give us an idea of how Botswana first has trained for this event and how this event is going for the teams.
Thanks a lot, Daim. In Botswana, basically, we've really worked hard in preparation for this tournament. We had, through the help from the government, we had a grandmaster coming all the way from Russia to come and train with the team for 2 weeks. That is Grandmaster Igor Gled. So really the team was on camp prior to coming here, and they've spent some time with the grandmaster. And I should say that we are seeing the results, maybe not for the whole team, but at least for the individual players, because we've been able to have one of our players get an FM title, that is Ignatius Njovu. And over and above that, though it's not related to the Olympiad, we have Providence Watson, who is now an international master, and Tebisa Lopan, who is a women international master.
Okay. And give us an idea of the performance of the teams, for better or for worse. We understand that it's always a work in progress. So how have the men and women's team done?
Well, the teams didn't really start very well, especially for the men. We lost our first two games because we had met teams that consisted of the grandmasters, the whole team. But the good thing about it is that at round six, we were sitting on top of the category group, which has about 10 countries now. But unfortunately, at the moment, we are out of contest. But all in all, the teams have done very well. Our ladies team as well has put up a good show. And I think the key thing for us is that we have outperformed our last Olympiad performance. So we've really achieved better than we did in the previous Olympiad, and we're very grateful for that.
Now, Botswana is a relatively active federation. Can you give us an idea of some of the activities that you all have throughout the year? I think there's a calendar that's put out. What kind of activities do you have you had in those that you have in the future?
Actually, I think I should mention that this year was a very special year for Botswana chess, in that we were turning 30 years, or rather 30 years of chess in Botswana. So we've had quite a number of events, and most importantly, we had that award ceremony where we recognized all the people that have contributed to chess over the years. We had quite some good support as well from the government, but most importantly, we, as the federation, we organize local tournaments within the country. In about 10 days' time, we're going to have Botswana Open, which attracts players from the neighboring African countries. It's one of the strongest tournaments that we get. We have IAMs all the way from Zimbabwe, South Africa, and the neighboring countries. But yes, we have a very packed calendar. Mostly, some of the tournaments, we go down all the way to the schools so that we can engage the kids in the tournament.
Now, you had recently, I believe it was 1 or 2 years ago, you had the world champion to come to Botswana, Viswanathan Anand. Do you have any plans of getting grandmasters to visit the country and maybe having some international tournaments?
I think I should highlight that we have had quite a number of grandmasters coming to Botswana. Okay, the last one that came in was Anand. We've had also Nigel Short coming over, and we have, yes, deliberate plans to have post tournaments where we can now start inviting the grandmasters from all over the world. The challenge is that it's very difficult to take our players to go and participate in tournaments, say in Europe or in America, where there are grandmasters. So as the federation, that is what we are working on, and I'm very sure that maybe next year or in the next 2 years we should be able to have a tournament where we can invite grandmasters to come and participate. Then obviously that will go a long way in improving the ratings and the performances of our players.
What is your impressions of the performance of African nations during this Olympiad?
You know, when you come to think of it, I think the teams have done very well. We've registered quite a number of upsets. In most instances, we've had players who are not even international masters beating the grand masters. So I think the standard has really grown, and this Olympiad is one show where our players have demonstrated that they are not stagnant, they are growing. And believe you me, the next Olympiad, I'm very sure that we'll see one of the African teams amongst the top performers at the end of the day.
Zambia actually was last, I think, in Kanti Mansis. They were maybe ranked in the 40s. I think it was like 46 or 48th, and they really overachieved. Who do you see as the rising African nation? I know you probably put Botswana in that list, but objectively speaking, what do you see as some of the most talented players and federations on the continent?
Well, yeah, definitely I'll start with Botswana. And I want to say to the whole world to watch out for Providence, who's just attained the IM title. Ignatius, very, very strong player. And on our women's side, Sepiso is coming up quite well. But objectively, when you look at it, I think Zambia is one of the most outstanding upcoming teams in Africa. Look at a guy like Daniel Jere. He might not have the best run here, but he's one of the guys who are really coming up well. So I would say watch out for Zambia. They are one side that has got an all-round very, very strong players. Yeah, but obviously I don't want to take anything away from other federations. They're really working hard. South Africa is doing very well as well. Individual players within the team like Kenny Solomon, they've really done so well. But I think the bottom line at the end of the day is that Africa is coming in very strong, and we should see the results trickling in very soon.
And my last question, how have you found your time here in Istanbul? Have you had a chance to maybe see some sights and enjoy yourself here?
Yeah, well, Istanbul has been quite nice. I think the only challenge has been the barrier, the language barrier. You can hardly come across anybody who speaks English, but yes, we've been able to go to some historic sites. We've really enjoyed ourselves there. We've been able to go to the market and appreciate, most importantly, the culture here. So we've had a good time in Istanbul, and I think also from the tournament, everything went on very smoothly. And on behalf of Botswana Chess, I would like to thank the organizers for putting up a good show.
Well, on that note, we'll close out the interview, and we look forward to more accomplishments from Botswana in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off in Istanbul.